Nope.
No public
I'm
comment.
done complaining about the
I
snow.
guess we've all been, I guess
Except
we're all talked out, right?
Monday night, when more comes, potentially.
Right.
Oh, you can ask again.
Okay.
Hey.
Greetings and salutations.
Hello.
Oh, you're someone I want to see. That's good.
Maybe you should ask.
Do you, we're just opening and for public comments, do you have a comment?
Oh yeah, I'm here. Did everyone else know this? Hi. Yes. Welcome, Jeff. This is
Doing
amazing. Wow.
thanks.
So, I understand there was some conflict at the last meeting, and I wanted to understand what the perspective was. That was in response to my efforts to get the polls moved.
Oh, you're talking about the polls?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't. I don't think there was any conflict. I just think we didn't know about it, so we wanted to see what who you were talking to and what the story was. Was mainly it. And so Joe finally got your letter and he called Skip Visetti and talked to him. Skip didn't know this guy, you know, at first. So and said he wasn't really involved in the question at hand. But we talked to Skip about sending somebody from his office to our next board meeting. So we could all maybe we can have a public hearing as well, so we can all talk it through and see what the possibilities are. And he was fine with that. So,
What would be what is a public hearing exactly? Is that
well, this wouldn't be a public hearing. This would be a presentation. You know, somebody from his office would come, lay out what the options were, what they did when they redid the because they redid the road. They made those some choices. And so it would just be an open discussion,
okay.
which we could advertise to villagers who could so people could come and
Well, I hope everyone does. And you know, this is something that I started working on the month after I moved here. You probably knew that Grandview on the Hudson was a village.
All right, you have to understand, Ed, we didn't know this.
You did. I
Okay.
can tell you honey,
Okay.
because Julie and Doris were both at the meeting along with Joe, our building inspector, when 88 and
Oh, I know about
not
that, but I
Mickey.
mean this
But here's
recent.
about this.
No,
Please let me
but
finish. And I also spoke with Larry very specifically about what was happening, and his explanation was, this is grandfathered in, and this will bankrupt the village. We can't move these. I'm like, well, why did you allow this in the first place? The answer that I got from Sikander, the project manager from the county, was, oh, people in wheelchairs won't use this. I'm like, what? ADA said, well, we paid for those, and people in wheelchairs should be able to use it regardless. They found more than 50 violations. Pumps, poles. So even if I wasn't a part of this,
I what let
please,
me finish.
please,
Let me
please.
finish my comment because,
I'm responding to you, Catherine.
okay.
I'm going through a lot right now.
All right. I'm
Going
sorry. I'm
somewhere,
not
you
being
know.
hostile. I'm just.
But I'm gonna just try to keep it cool and leave, because after working so hard on this for 4 years and being told by Larry that this was grandfathered in. Albany said, well, grandfathered isn't a word that we use. It's actually terminology that's used in slavery. He said that the polls would be would bankrupt the village. Well, the polls don't even belong to the village. And if the polls and for anyone here on the board or the mayor to say, well, we didn't know about this, but we allowed the sidewalks to be laid with all these obstructions. It's such a disservice to the community. And I will say this lastly, you know, I grew up applauding my neighbors, despite there being a lot of conflict, so to speak, between neighbors. I always was encouraged to help take out their trash, walk their dog, you know, make sure that Liz across the street is okay, make sure Elliot's still breathing, go see Nick, is he okay? Talk to the neighbors behind us. Nobody talks to them, you know. And so for me, this learning after months of just Disappointment after disappointment. My father went blind. My mother's been in the hospital since July. I'm not working. I've had to leave my home. I love it so much. And finally, I finished it. I'm able to say, it's done. I can enjoy my home. Should all help this go through it? We've all cured homes. And all of us do. These homes are not easy. And I've had to detach myself from my entire life after 4 years of working so hard here to be a part of this village and beautify this place as much as I can, my 200 feet of streetscape. And I was not warmly welcomed by you or anyone else when it was part of beautification. In fact, I felt dismissed, and the initial meetings were actually my endeavor, and then I was the one invited, Jeff. He sits at the table now. He's working on the Belvedere, but those were my initiatives. Those were things that I deeply cared about and the things that I spearheaded at the task force meetings. I don't want to go to the task force meetings anymore because anything that I've worked for has been really kind of shunned. And I was even, I received a letter from Jeff after Larry told him that, Edward is creating a huge conflict between us and the county. Because of these polls, and and Jeff is sitting there being a messenger. Look, this is the problem. I'm like, this was never a task force endeavor. This was simply my inquiry to ADA saying, we fix this before it's too late. And initially they said no. And then they investigated and they said, oh my God, there's 51 violations here. Right in front of your house. Tonight I almost walked in front of one because it's so dark there. They have the incandescent light there still. But I hate the overhead lights, but it would be very nice to be able to walk on the sidewalks, even in the dark, without having to feel like you might, bump into something. And learning that, I didn't want to say anything about the letter that was read here. I didn't want to share it because the morale I've learned through this endeavor has been fairly negative. But Susan was very excited about it.
But we're trying to respond to the letter. We've
Yeah.
called Skip DiPasetti. We've arranged to have them send somebody to the next board meeting so that we are following up. I don't know why you feel that's a hostile reaction because we're actually trying, everyone wants what you want. It's just a question of what's possible. And so this is our next step in that process. So I think it's helpful.
After going through the years of all of the of River Road and being at the tail end of it with all of you, I think we can safely say anything's possible,
Well, I mean,
and
we don't, we don't own the road. So, for Skip to be responsive to our appeal is, as Lorena will tell you, a good first step. I mean, he holds a lot of sway. So,
I appreciate anything that you will do to make this happen. They want to start in the spring. They just did it in Piermont, and they did in the fall. It was literally they would swap out a few poles a day, and they got it done. They staged them, they replaced them, they changed the wires, they removed the obsolete poles, and that is how they will manage it here, and that is how they have to manage it here because. When I bring my mother, who's now in a wheelchair here, I want to be able to walk her under the road. When I bring my father, who can no longer see, I want to be able to walk him on the road and describe to him what I've seen. These are the things that are new to and near to my heart. Before it was for you and Jane Gladys, who I watched separate from her caretaker. They had to walk separate so she could walk around the pole. Mariah's husband has to walk in the street. He can't exercise on the sidewalks. I did this for everyone. And the feedback that I received, and I asked to see the minutes because I was like, this is just, hearing this feedback that, was not encouraging at all. And I asked to see the minutes because I don't want to depend on hearsay, but there were things said that I felt after all of the hardships I'm going through with my family, I got this note and I said, ah, this is good. This was worth it. 4 years of work. 4 years. I did it myself. After everyone telling me no, after being discouraged by X, Y, and Z, and writing even, this was something that I felt so good about. And Susan was there and she said, let me share this. I said, oh, go ahead if you want to. But then going back to Miss Lettuce, right? Jean Lettuce. She said to me once with the garbage situation, she said, that wasn't a very nice thing to do. It was so unintentional. And sometimes we say things that, could be, perceived as negative or harsh, and it's not intentional that way. And I want to remind all of you that you all are a representation of all of us. And that's so important. And we need to feel welcome and encouraged and applauded when we do things to help each other instead of discouraged. And so I sincerely hope that my feedback is genuinely taken to heart. And I hope that we will be able to see each other again. I don't know when I will be back. I have to go
You know,
there.
Ed, I also want to say to you that your concept about the pollination highway or path has been happily accepted by everyone. And we're moving forward on that project in the spring. And that's why I wanted to talk to you about that. So, I mean, lest you think that we aren't responsive. I mean, that was a brilliant idea. Everyone's excited about it, you know, so.
Thank you. And Jeff has really taken the torch and working toward that too. So thank you very much. And that's also why I included Susan and Charlene to that chain of communication, because I didn't know if I was going to be able to finish that task that I really worked so hard
Right.
to do. And I hope that you all are able to walk on sidewalks or roll or push a stroller. I think goat is pregnant. Oh, I don't know if I was going to say that.
We know.
Oh, all right. Good. Have a great
I have to admit one
forget
thing,
that.
I'm afraid. The light on the telephone pole on my property is incandescent
Yeah.
because when they put the LED light in, it flooded Goda and Phil's home. And I texted her and said, if that light is too bright for your house, it's a 21st century bulb in a 19th century home. I said, you can call the village. And you can call the town to have them replace it with an incandescent bulb. So I'm guilty of the
I'm
fact that
not
that
booked yet,
bulb
but
is
if I
not so
call
bright.
too, I want to.
I know that is on me, that incandescent bulb.
It's really hard not to notice this blue glow from the street that bounces into all the bedrooms at night. So I hope that I will one day have an incandescent bulb too. And it's really okay. I just hope that
Okay, sorry
the
about
sidewalks can
that.
be clear so you don't have to worry about my head and see it. Thank you for listening
Okay.
to me. Thank you for for
Edgar, we're
everything
with
that
you.
you all do.
We're with you. You're a
I
resident
hope that
here.
this is something. Thank you. I hope that this is something that makes us shine even brighter in the next years to come. And again, I know I just with my I'm not okay, guys. I'm really so. I really have to go. But I want to thank you all for hearing me out. And I'm very pleased to hear that this is being supported by you all.
Well,
And
thank
I'm
you for
happy that
making
we're
the
not paying
time.
for it. Because I think that was one of the scariest things for Larry initially, was thinking that the village would have to pay for the to move these. And we discovered finally after the meetings that they belong to ONR. And Verizon and Optimum, they will be moving them. So that's great. And I hope that, and that's it. So,
Take care of yourself.
Thank
Can I
you
just
for.
ask before,
Yeah.
do you know you have the contact information now? Because I think that was the original request, is
Yes,
who to reach
we
out
did.
to.
Yeah,
Who
we
to reach
did.
out to
And we
get
did.
the, yeah.
We
Because
reached out
sorry to say,
to
I definitely would love to see the polls moved if it can be done. And
yeah,
I
we also
applaud
reached
yours,
out
because
to
that's
the person that you
same. Enough said.
communicated with. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So.
So. It will be moved with pumps, but it's going to be done. And now we can all. with walkers in a few years.
Yeah, we're gonna need to
Oh
both if we
yeah.
move sooner or later, right?
I hear you.
All of us.
You all
Good luck with your
are
parents, buddy.
Yeah.
Good luck with your parents.
Thank you for taking the time to shoot over. I know you're busy and
Thanks for
you're
hearing me.
under it.
Much I'm usually much more pleasant, and right now I'm just scattered and messy.
Just take care of yourself.
Thank you so much.
How long are you here for?
I'll be leaving on Tuesday.
Oh,
Yeah,
so maybe I'll catch up once.
Okay.
All right. Great to see
Thank
you
you,
all.
Edgar.
Bye.
Bye.
Did you look at the warrants yet?
No one gave them to me.
Oh,
I'm
sorry,
sorry.
you have to
No,
do the
I could do
warrants.
that.
Okay, so we'll wait on the warrants.
That's the one I was in. Yeah.
Do you think there's any chance we can negotiate this down?
Yes.
So should I not approve this one until we negotiate it?
I think
The
that.
question is, if we don't approve it, does that mean he has to wait a month to be paid?
I don't know, Doris.
I didn't hear. If we don't approve it, does he have to wait a month to be paid, which would be kind of a hardship, I think.
Yes, he would have to wait for the next board meeting. Well, it's not a month. Our next meeting is on the 16th
Of March.
of March.
March, yeah. Better, but.
I mean, if we're going to try to negotiate it, I don't think it's a smart idea to pay him
Once,
in
yeah,
full.
no, you're
And
right. If
then
you feel that
you don't want to hold up the whole thing, just take out the amount that we
Yeah, can
think
we
he's
pay?
overpaid,
Yeah, let's do that.
pay him the difference, and hold the rest of it until you've negotiated.
Just to let, I don't think you would hear the conversation before
No.
the meeting started. We're being charged an extra charge from the guy who does the snow plowing because it was, what, 18 inches, he said? 18 inches of snow. So he's charging us almost double.
Gotcha.
And that was never spoken about, never told,
Is there a
never.
contract, like a flat
No,
fee contract?
it's no contract at all.
Gotcha.
So that's what we're.
Yeah.
I'd say my snowplow guy also charges by the size of the snowfall. I don't think it's unusual.
I think this is the first time we
18
haven't had
inches.
inches
Snowfall,
of like this in
yeah,
several
several
years.
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 Yeah, I don't think it's unusual either, but I haven't been involved in the village long enough to know what the village
Right.
pays, but you guys would have a better feel for it.
This is an unusual situation. But if we pay him everything else we owe him and then have a conversation about the extra charge,
Sure, yeah.
I think that makes sense.
Okay, we can do that.
Okay.
Who's in the room now, other than the five of you?
So Susan and Charles are here and Lorena is here. You can only see us, right? Okay.
Yes. For the record, the conversations I was quoted in never took place. I just wanted that noted in the minutes.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
So my okay, you done?
Resolution to approve the warrant.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So the
This is
upcoming
next. Good.
candidates night, which everybody knows about, is all set to go. We're very excited about it. I think maybe it wouldn't hurt to send out another email blast, Julie, just to, and everybody tell your neighbors and friends. Looks like we're going to have a warmish day. It's going to be great. So, Melissa?
Jonathan's on here. I'll go. Oh, okay. I just want to follow up with what I discussed last meeting. Joe had told me Doris, the thing from the I have to write this down because it's so long. New York State Conference of Mayors and Municipal Officials and their insurance plan that they have. And was it worthwhile to look into it and to see if it in any way reduced our cost or whatever? That organization is part of the larger organization, which we already get our comp workman's comp insurance from, which is NYMER. So basically, their letter to us was to introduce a different insurance company and their services versus the insurance company which we already use and the services we get from NYMER. So there was no ability for reduction because our workman's comp is bought in a group of insurers that get the lowest rates possible, which all municipalities use. So there's no, unfortunately, there's not going to be any savings on that because it's apples and apples. So that was the follow-up to what I mentioned last month. Secondly, I just want to mention that this is the time of year where we get a lot of stuff in the mail from organizations like the Nyack Public Library, South Orange Town School District Continuing Education Department, Rockland Center for the Arts, the Orange Town Public Library System. All of these organizations put out this time of year their spring course information. And I've participated in Orange Town Park and Recs programs. So I'm going to tomorrow I'm going to have a letter for Julie. I'm going to ask to be emailed out, blasted out to the community, to the residents, because these programs are amazing. And sometimes they don't fill up because the one I wanted to take this winter didn't fill up. But other than that, you can go to food classes and language classes and knitting classes and fitness classes. There's the YMCA in Nyack, the Rockland County YMCA. So I would just like to encourage everyone to take a moment and look and see if there's not something that you're interested in doing. They're generally very inexpensive. We've all probably done one or two at some point, but the level of the programming, and I noticed it last summer and this fall, is just so good now. That
That's fantastic.
it's worthwhile to take a look at it. So I'm going to get this out for Julie so if you can email it out to the village just to have people take a look. Sometimes you get their information in the mail and it's a QR code and you throw it in the garbage. And so it's just want to give everyone a sense that these programs are available and they're fascinating. I'm signing up for Mahjong.
I was just
Yeah. Are you?
Yes.
Oh my God. I have a friend who's trying to get me to learn, and they say it's really hard.
I know, but I'm telling you, the South Orange Town Central School District has a Mahjong class, and I'm going to take it.
My
So
God.
anyway, just
Where does it meet?
it meets on Thursdays beginning in April, and I'm very
Oh
excited.
my God.
My son's partner, Molly, is said to me once, "I've always wanted to play Mahjong." And I'm like, "Me
Everybody's into
too."
it these
I
days.
know.
It's
So
like,
anyway,
it's like the
that's
new
just,
pickleball.
I know it is.
It's
And
the
they also have
pickleball.
pickleball. So anyway, just we'll get that
That's a
out.
great. Taking Chinese cooking
See?
classes.
So
So
we'll
that's a
get it
great
out to the
idea.
village
That's a great idea.
give people an idea of what's available.
You know.
That's it. On Thursday at 11 o'clock, we will open up the garbage request for proposal responses. We're going
Yay.
to see where we get with Pete. Apparently, he's the only one who's responded. That'll be Thursday. And so I'll report on that at the next board meeting on the 16th. And that's that. That's what I've got.
Great, great. Jeff?
I have no special report other than I would just ask. I know last time we talked about trying to find out what it would cost to get our landscaper to plow sidewalks. Is
Yes.
that something
That's
he's
a,
preparing or
yeah.
prepared?
Yeah.
I think we need to put
Jeff.
together a list of things we need to get bids
Yeah.
on,
Yeah.
including the snow
Yeah.
plowing for the entire
Right.
village,
Yeah.
tree work. We need bids on tree work. We have to discuss how to write things. We also are going to need to, I think, I know Joe has responded to us and sent us information on a website,
Right.
right?
Yes.
Isn't that something also that needs to go out for bid, or can that just be done by receiving proposals from
Depends on
companies?
price.
About 8,000 change.
Yeah.
6,000 for development, 8,000 with maintenance, roughly.
If it's a, I don't know that much about websites.
Right.
If it's the kind of thing that is anybody can do, can contract on, then I would get three bids.
Okay.
if it's a specialized type of work where there are half a dozen people in the county that do it, let's say, only, then you don't need bids because the price is only 8,000, and our procurement policy has a limit. We don't have to go out to public bid on anything that's under 35,000.
Okay. So that we can just skip proposal.
So yeah,
it's
under
we have to three bids to see what, you know,
okay.
and then if it's if two prices are if the prices are similar, you can choose your favorite contract.
All right, but back to what Jeff says, I think we need to construct the parameters of this request for proposal for people to do the sidewalk in the village.
Definitely.
But we need, in order, even for the three bids, we need what they call letter specs so that we have to tell people, contractors, what we want.
Exactly what we
You can't
want.
say, tell me what you do. We have to say, these are our needs. What can you do and what will it charge?
Yeah, I thought it had to be more specific than just, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll work on that when Joe gets back.
Yeah, we should work together on the proposals.
Is there like a standard format that you use probably?
Yeah, with certain there were certain
I mean, the
things that
details
are
have changed,
standard,
but the, yeah.
but the professional work, of course,
The
we
scope.
have to make up as
Right,
we go.
Would this be for next year's budget? Or,
Yeah.
I mean,
Yes.
Okay.
We have the budget is not adopted until May 1st, with public hearings by April 15th. So we have another month or so to work on this to get them ready.
Okay.
All right. Doris, do you have a report?
No, ma'am.
Julie?
No, I have nothing.
Well, then this is a short meeting.
Yeah, first time I think I haven't even prepared one resolution.
My God. That's all right. We'll all be getting together on Saturday, so.
Yeah.
Anybody else have anything to say? Everybody stay dry and warm.
Motion to adjourn, though.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.